Welcome to the Shenyun Review. I'm Craig Richter for the SOH Network. Today I'm bringing you some more audience comments from recent Shenyun performances around the world. In this week's review, we visit some of the world's best theatres as we interview audience members awestruck by Shenyun performances. Firstly, we step into the Rochester Auditorium, New York, USA, where Martin Seneca of the Seneca Nation of Indians shares his thoughts and feelings about Shenyun.
Yeah, it's the first time that I've seen this kind of show. I've been to Hong Kong and the Far East before, but this is really spectacular. I've never seen the classical Chinese dancing the way it's done here, and I'm absolutely awestruck. It's one of the most beautiful things that I've seen. The music is, you know, it's Chinese music, and so we don't hear that much in the West. So it's just everything's coming together, and you kind of feel like you're taken back in time and you're in old China. Not only from what we see on the stage, but also the program that's describing the different numbers that they do. It's very, very informative, very instructive. Oh, the music is beautiful and the singers are very good. Next time it comes in this area, I'll make sure to see it and bring some friends.
With its 5,000 years of traditional culture, China can sometimes seem mysterious and distant. But Shenyun Performing Arts dispels all that with its vibrant colour, exciting music and heartfelt stories of honour and righteousness. Next, we travel to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where writer Nina Vito was lost for words describing Shenyun.
So, is first time in Paris?
No. No, I came last year and I loved it so much, I had to come back this year and probably next year. And it's like nothing I've ever seen before. It's beautiful, it's powerful, it delivers a really strong message. And when you walk out, you feel so rejuvenated. That it's just an incredible experience. I would highly recommend it to anyone who hasn't been. I think there are many messages in the show, but the main message is that good will triumph. I don't even know a word in English or Chinese to describe it. It's breathtaking. That's the whole show is. And there's a theme. And the dancing and the acrobatics, which is really part of the dancing, and the singing, and there just isn't anything in the show that isn't wonderful. I think it's like nothing that we do in America. You know, it's very Chinese, and the energy that comes from the show. You walk in and maybe you're tired, and you walk out and you feel like you could change the world for the better.
And the final stop on this week's review is Sydney, Australia, where we hear from university lecturer Deborah Pollock.
And tonight's performance is absolutely outstanding, one of the most beautiful performances I've ever seen. It's an absolute pleasure to be here.
First time to see it?
It is, and the costumes and the dancing is absolutely beautiful. So I'm delighted to be able to say I'm here and enjoying it. Thank you very much.
Delight your soul with an extraordinary experience of beauty, colour and energy. Classical Chinese dance brought to life on stage. Breathtaking backdrops, thunderous drums and unforgettable music make this a show not to miss. Part of a 20-country world tour. Upcoming Shenyun performances will be in Melbourne, Australia from the 1st to the 6th of March, Florence, Italy, March 1st and 2nd, while Indianapolis, Indiana will host shows on March 4th and 5th, and Bregenz, Austria, the 4th and 6th of March. The SOH Network is a proud sponsor of Shenyun Performing Arts. For tickets and information, visit www.shenyunperformingarts.org. That's shenyunperformingarts.org. Until next time, Craig Richter, SOH Network.